Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A man is assisting police after a woman was found dead at a home in Perth South. Officers were called to the Yanjibup home on Sandpiper Drive around 7:15 this morning, where they discovered the woman's body inside. A 54-year-old man who was known to her is speaking with police. Two men and a woman have been remanded in custody after being charged for their alleged involvement in a violent home invasion in Perth's north. Three men posing as police allegedly entered a Girraween home on April 16, brutally beating a 73-year-old woman before stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of jewellery. The accused will return to court in June. A land search is underway in WA's north for a man who's gone missing. 21-year-old Zane Stevens was last seen near Coconut Wells on the outskirts of Broome on Friday. His four-wheel drive became bogged and he's believed to have continued his journey on foot. Anyone with info should contact police immediately. Major job cuts at Crown Resorts as a result of reduced foreign tourism and a sharp decline in local workers. Up to 1,000 jobs will be axed in Perth, Sydney and Melbourne. Nearly $90 million will be set aside in the state budget for three new public primary schools to open in 2027. Education Minister Tony Butti is remaining tight-lipped on where they'll be located.
Governments generally don't announce where they put new primary schools to at least a couple of years before. We've got to do the proper planning, then ensure that we've got the proper site, and then we'll announce where we're doing it. We know where we want to put them, but we have to do our due diligence.
To sport, Dockers vice-captain Andy Brayshaw says he's proud of his team's effort in Saturday's win against the Bulldogs, especially in the fourth quarter. He says they've learnt a lot from their previous losses.
I think going into that last quarter, we knew we'd been in the position before. We know what we needed to get right. A lot of that comes down to contests as well as, yeah, composure with the ball in hand. And I think, yeah, we were able to execute that. And it's an ongoing learning process, I guess.
And the match review committee has dished Hawthorn's Mabior Chole a one-match ban for his strike on the Swans' Errol Goulden.